السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created Adam alayhi salam, the first house, the first place where He settled was Jannah. Shaitan misguided and Adam alayhi salam, he forgot, he has a nisyan, and all story, most of us we know, and Adam alayhi salam has to come and into this dunya and live over here for some period of time to spend his life, you know. And at the same time, the Bani Adam has to also born and raised and live their life for short period of time in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He already promised Adam al-Islam and Bani Adam, Urastuhuma, that no doubt your real house is Jannah. You will return to Jannah, but there is now some conditions. Because mistake happened, so you have to prove yourself. What you have to prove? You have to prove that you are among Amanu, those who are the believers, those who accept the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all are believers, alhamdulillah, and we accepted qabiltu jami' ahkamihi, you know, all ahkam whatsoever from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ahkam, all the commands we accepted from our heart and from our mind, you know. And we also ikrarum bil lisan, and with tasdeeq from our qalb. So we are saying loudly that we are a Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in return said, Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. Allah is a friend of those who are believers. Alhamdulillah. So this is the relation we got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator. And this is the amanu. But some people, they came into this dunya and they forgot the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah wants to give them Jannah and wants to return them, you know, with His mercy. It's not like Allah is angry forever. No, Allah is was angry, but Allah mercy, because Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. So His mercy, pay attention, and Allah made a way to excuse the mankind. So alhamdulillah, we came into this dunya, we are living over here. Now we need the guidance, because we have a nisyan. This is our inbuilt character. We forget again and again, especially when we are in this dunya. We have a lot of things, you know. Even if we going for our job and our wife is telling us to bring some grocery, by the time when we are coming back home, a lot of things we forgot. You know, the same day events we are forgetting. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent the messengers. Messenger is a reminder. Messages coming. You know, people, they said, okay, you know, I can forget. Can you please send me the message? You know, text me. So when I'm going to be there, I will again remember. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, approximately, He sent 124,000 messengers, and everybody gave the same message, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, that we have to have relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Razitu billahi rabbam wa bil islami deenam wa bi muhammadin nabiyya. Subhanallah, he shows his complete happiness, contentment, with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the falling of beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also the Islam. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pick a way for us to live in this life. Why Allah pick a way for us to live in this life, because هذا صراط مستقيم, this is a straight path which is going to lead us towards the Jannah. Subhanallah. If someone really wants to get the shortest and quickest way to reach Jannah, then what is the way? How we can go? Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. You know, follow Islam. By following Islam, you will reach quickly to the Jannah. The moment the person will die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower the ni'mah. Allah will open the window in the qabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep him in the shade of his arsh on the day of judgment. And then he will cross quickly the sarat and he will enter into the Jannah. That's the quickest way and shortest way, and this is a sirat mustaqim. But people are again having misunderstandings because shaitan, and then this dunya is very green, very attractive, and also very sweet. People like to live over here. They never want to die. They never want, even after death there is a Jannah, but still people are hesitant leaving this dunya, going over there, you know. So that's why this is mankind, you know, has this kind of tendency. And but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent all these messages through the messengers. Now look into that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave us this beautiful religion with name is Islam, and all messengers are Muslims, and all followers of messengers, they are all Muslims. You know, everyone is a Muslim, alhamdulillah. And the benefit of Islam, look into individual first. The first benefit of when a person is saying La ilaha illallah, you know, is a lot of facade that he has in his mind, in his heart, disturbances, you know, they went away. He focused on one Allah, you know, he start following Rasulullah. He get the guidance, what is right, what is wrong, what is halal, what is haram, you know, what is najis and what is tahir, all he gonna come to know right away. MashaAllah, he gonna follow Islam, and look at that, how big difference is a person who knows about the tahara. At-tahuru shatrul iman, you know, at-tahuru shatrul iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, he made something very mandatory for a Muslim. When he proclaimed that he is a Muslim, he need to be tahir. You know, his body need to be tahir, his clothes need to be tahir, and then where he's sitting, he's praying, where, you know, he's using stuff, everything need to be tahir. Subhanallah. This is gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People, they don't know what is tahir. People are confused about cleanliness. Clean, every clean thing is not tahir. You know, tahir is purity, you know. All the impurities go away. A person who's making the wudu, all the impurities go away. People is making ghusl, all the impurities go away. If a person is cleaning his clothing, impurities go away. And the barakat will come, rahmah will come. You know, Islam is a rahmah, it's a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gifted us in the shape of Islam. This is a way of life. This is his mercy. You know, then you look into, you know, all the sunnah, because, you know, the most mercy is upon his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told, he gifted his beloved Prophet how to wake up in the morning, how to interact with people, how you're gonna eat, what you're gonna eat, and what you're gonna do. All your life is all guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He don't do anything from his own, you know. He don't say anything from his own. Everything is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When everything is by Allah, and Allah gave him the best way how to sleep. You know, sleep has a different ways. You can sleep on the right side, you can sleep on the left side. Look into all medical benefits of sleeping on the right side. You know, look at the medical benefits of using the miswak, you know, all this siwak, you all benefits, you know, you all halal tayyib food eating, look into the medical benefits. You will surprise. 1400 years, millions and trillions of dollars has been spent on the research work. And after that, what they found is 1400 years back, what our beloved Prophet ﷺ did. You know, such a beautiful and easy and free of cost for everyone. You know, the person is a PhD or is illiterate. He has benefit, it's not mercy. It is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he got all this, and that all remove facade from this person, from his heart, from his mind, from his body, from all around. He's safe this as a person. So this is the benefit of Islam. Inna al-deena indallahi al-Islam. Allah like this one. Why Allah like it? Because Allah is Rahman. Allah is Rahim. You know, is Allah has any benefit? No. It's benefit of we, human being, our benefit, alhamdulillah. So then, other thing is, when a person is safe, the person, mashallah, he accepted Islam, he is safe now, mashallah. He got a package deal, and he's going home and thinking about his wife, that I have to tell her, I went to masjid and did the shahada. And I accepted a way of life. I don't know what she's gonna do with me. She will accept or she will reject. What she gonna do? You know, so when he will go home and he will introduce the whole package. And then he's gonna start practicing on this package. And she will notice this person changed. How he changed? He's more lovely, he's more nice, his akhlaq changed, his all manners change, etiquettes change. You know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give this effect to his surrounding, his brothers, sisters, his mother, his father, his wife, his children. You know, if he's really on Islam, he's not following his own desires, then inshallah this peace and this rahmah will spread all around. You know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made, you know, this Islam as a glue of heart to attract the hearts with each other, you know, and this is the benefit of alhamdulillah Islam. So now Allah put the hub into the hearts of all the family members, you know, everyone, because it's so easy, because you have one way of life. For example, if we don't have any system to follow, then every person will gonna say, since I am saying, you need to follow. I'm your father. I'm this. Sometime the wife gonna dominate. Sometime husband gonna dominate. Sometime child gonna say, we have a generation gap. You have your way, I have my way. Because I study in the college, I learned something differently. Why should I follow old traditions things? You know, when we are angry, everybody, that we will follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much we can unify each other into one system? You know, if I am saying as a father something, you know, is not in Islam, my son can come and say, Dad, this is not Allah wants from us to do. So immediately, what is this? My decision is going to change. I'm going to say, okay, my son, is it true? Yes, this, look into Quran, look into the Hadith. MashaAllah, this is what's written. This is guidance. Okay, MashaAllah, I follow this. Same thing, you know, wife is demanding something, and the husband is going to say, Allah don't want me to do like this. How come I do for you? I love you. You know, she's going to say, oh, really? Allah don't want it? Okay, I follow. See, if we do like this, you know, how quickly we're going to get close to each other? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted us this Islam. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. This beautiful religion. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to us. And it removes all the facade, disturbance, you know, all kind of disturbance. Go away from the family, from individual, mashallah. And, you know, there was a nation who was following the life of Islam, because Islam is from Adam al-Islam until قيامة ما شاء الله. And وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning about a Korea. There was a town, a village, you know, who was living peacefully. Why peacefully? Because he was following Islam. You know, today we have a disturbance. Why this is, there is a disturbance? Because we are following our desires. You know, we call ourselves Abdullah, but really we are not following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are following our nafs. So this is something we need to understand. If we follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, Allah will remove all kind of hope. And remember, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ, Allah don't like any kind of fasad and disturbances. So that's something. Then other thing is, once you and your family is safe, now you have to go for your job, you have to interact with other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us such a beautiful way of living, you know, as a society, you know, all how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He protected our physical body. You know, this is something we are worried. If you're getting out, you know, you are worried about yourself. I'm going to come back safe myself or not. You know, Allah said, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. You know, if you kill one person, that means you are killing all the mankind. This is kind of protection given to the one person, individual, who is getting out and go. He has to interact with the people. He need to be safe physically. No one should oppress him. You know, should not, you know, because if he, anyone do anything wrong with him, see, look at the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will take the revenge. In Quran, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He declared that if you will harm my believer, you will go enter into the Jahannam. This is enough. Jahannam is not something to live, you know. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look into this. Allah said, خَالِدًا فِيهَا. He will go into Jahannam. He will stay over there forever. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Another statement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will be angry. Jahannam is already angry place, you know, not favorable place. But Allah will be more angry. وَلَعَنَهُ. And Allah will curse this person. Allah Akbar. Look into that. If killing one person, you know, Allah is saying. And then, not only here, Allah stopped. Allah said, أَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. Think about killing one person, this much ayah, five things, five times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep telling that this, I'm going to do with you if you're going to do like this. This is much protection. You know, people, they have insurance, security plans. This is security plan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, then other thing is, we have a mall. If I have a mall, I'm going outside, I don't know how I'm going to come back. I went to bank and I have get my some money for grocery, and somebody going to steal my money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made severe punishments for stealing, you know, in Islam. This is the protection plan. You know, this is a protection plan by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can harm anybody. No one can harm anybody mal. Then another thing is, someone can disrespect me. Someone can do wrong to someone's sister. You know, then what? She's going for some purpose. How is she going to come back? No one wants to bear this kind of insult in their life, that someone did this to your wife, this sister, daughter, mother. You know, this is izzah. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made severe punishments for the protection of izzah. You know, so she should come back safe. At the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one lady, she came from Yemen all the way to Medina Munawwara. We know of this story, you know, and she had some reason. Hazrat Umar asked, why you came alone by her? She said, I have reasons. And then Hazrat Umar asked, how you find in your way? It was peace, aman or not? She said, I felt like everyone was children of one parents. You know, mother and father same. This all we are sitting over here. If we are just like one family, how we're going to be feeling, how much love we're going to have for each other, how much we're going to feel close to each other. You know, Shaitan divided us into pieces and he destroyed us, you know, and this is something, how we can unify it with each other. There is no Arab, there is no Hajam, there is no, you know, white, there is no black, there is no language here and there in Islam. You know, Islam is unified religion, alhamdulillah, and what is making us all together? Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. Wholeheartedly, we need to accept the faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a Rahman, He's a Rahim. He sent His beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and His name is also Rahmatulil Alameen. He's Rahmatulil Alameen. And He gave us this religion, is also mercy, which gives peace to a person, to family, to the whole mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really truly give us an opportunity to value our beautiful religion and give us chance to really practice truly religion. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.